Anything that we know about ovarian cancer biologically that would make us think that an anti-angiogenic strategy would be either more or less useful than other tumors?
Oh, yeah. If you look at VEGF levels in the peritoneal fluid, patients with ovarian cancer, they're extremely high. So there's always been the thought that any kind of anti-angiogenic therapy may well have a positive effect. And now we have some corroboration, at least, it appears, from actual clinical trials.
Can you talk a little bit about what we know right now about bevacizumab and ovarian cancer, the studies that have been done and what's been seen?
You mean the studies that we already have reported on bevacizumab?
Yes.
They've all been phase 2 studies in ovarian cancer up to this point. The initial phase 2 study was a gynecologic oncology group study looking at 15 milligrams per kilogram every 3 weeks and showed an objective response rate of 21%, a 3% CR, complete response rate, and also 40% of the patients progression-free at 6 months. All those suggest that the drug is extremely active in ovarian cancer. The caveat is that there were two follow-up studies that looked at patients that had been more heavily pretreated. In the GOG study, patients had one or two prior regimens, but in the follow-up studies, patients have had as many as 3 to 5 prior regimens. And in the studies looking at patients who had been more heavily pretreated, we saw an increase in the complication rate, particularly the bowel complication rate. So that at least suggests that if we're going to use bevacizumab in ovarian cancer, it probably ought to be frontline or at first relapse, which is where the GOG is looking at the drug.
Can you talk a little bit more about specifically what was seen in terms of bowel perforations and pathophysiology, what they think is going on?
Okay, well, it's exactly what they've seen in colon cancer, obstruction and perforation both, probably related to interference with vascular formation. Patients who've had bowel resections are at greater risk than those who have not had to have a bowel resection. So pretty much what's been reported in colon cancer is also what was seen in the two phase 2 studies that looked at more heavily pretreated patients.
What about the issue of Bev plus chemotherapy? You were just talking about phase 2, that was single agent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.